How ZenWriter can help you to be more productive. ZenWriter is a very affordable piece of writing software that's heralded as an absolute godsend by many prominent writers. Where this tool is different from the other pieces of writing software, however, is in its relative shortage of features. Whereas most programs and apps like to shout their features from the rafters, this particular piece of software is about keeping things clean and simple, which is actually exactly what you need as a writer. The idea. The general idea behind ZenWriter is that it takes up the entire screen with a nice, plain, and stylish design. This prevents you from being tempted to check Facebook, from watching cat videos on YouTube, or from generally doing anything else that you shouldn't be. The design is very plain and minimalistic, though it has a number of different themes along with some beautiful backgrounds and calming music. This can be particularly useful if you're the sort of person who struggles to get into the mood for writing. And it's especially handy if you have an ugly desktop that's full of icons and folders you never use. There are downsides, though. For starters, the lack of traditional formatting options is a bit of a pain, seeing as you'll need to transfer all your work if you want to add headers and tables. And it's not especially useful if you need to research something on the web and often write with your word processor taking up only 50% of your real estate. This isn't for bloggers or journalists, then. But if you want to hash out a large amount of text in a calming and distraction-free way, it's a cool choice. ZenWriter can be found at Beenokle, that's BEENOKLE.com/ZenWriter, and is available for just $10. Alternatives. There are a number of alternatives out there, too. Writer, for example, is a minimalist in-browser word processor. AbbeyWord is nicely cross-platform. You can also view Word in full screen. Just hit Alt-V and then U. Another option is to use the popular Freedom app. This allows you to restrict access to the internet, which in turn means that you'll have to work until it comes back online. The only downside is that you'll still be able to browse on your mobile. Or, of course, you could go old school and just head somewhere that doesn't have free Wi-Fi. And remember to leave your phone at home.